This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Appellant versus Denise Margaret Lafferty, Respondent, decided May 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District in Division State of Missouri, Appellant Iris Nomer, SD3750 versus filed May 29, 2025. Denise Margaret Lafferty, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Taney County. Honorable Jeffrey M. Merrill, Judge affirmed. This is an interlocutory appeal by the state from the Circuit Court's order sustaining a motion by Denise Margaret Lafferty, Lafferty, to suppress evidence in a criminal case. See Section 547, Doe 200.13, permitting such an appeal. One, the state contends that the Circuit Court's order of suppression was erroneous because the warrantless Terry search of Lafferty was not unconstitutional and was not the but-for cause of evidence being discovered. Because the state failed in its burden to demonstrate either of these contentions, we affirm. General legal background. A motion to suppress may be based on the ground that the search and seizure were made. One, all statutory references are to Arismo 2016. Two, without warrant and without lawful authority. Section 542.296.5.1. The state bears the risk of non-persuasion and the burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the seizure of evidence was constitutionally proper. State versus Bales, 630 SW3D, 754, 758, Mordbank, 2021, Accord S. Action 542.296.6. As relevant here, a Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees the right of all citizens to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. State versus Barks, 128, SW3D 513, 516, Moj Bank, 2004. Generally speaking, a search or seizure without a warrant is unreasonable unless the circumstances bring it within a well-recognized exception. State versus Beck, 436, SW3D 566, 568, Mo App Ener, 2013. The stop and frisk exception to the warrant requirement, first acknowledged by the United States Supreme Court in Terry v. Ohio, 392 U.S. 1, 1968, is the sole exception upon which the state relies to validate the warrantless search of Lafferty at issue. The basics of this exception are as follows. An investigative stop is permitted under the Fourth Amendment when a law enforcement officer is able to point to specific and articulable facts which, taken with rational inference from those facts, create a reasonable suspicion that a person has or is about to commit a crime. Once a valid stop has been made, police may pat a suspect's outer clothing if they have a reasonable, particularized suspicion that the suspect is armed. The purpose of this limited search is not to discover evidence of crime, but to allow the officer to pursue his investigation without fear of violence. State v. Rushing, 935 SW2D 30-32, Mower Bank, 1996. Internal citations and quotation marks omitted. Although a Terry search generally involves a pat-down, where the officer sincerely fears a hidden weapon might be concealed, a more extensive search may be appropriate in particular circumstances. State v. Waldrop, 331 SW3D 668, 674, Mobank, 2011. Internal quotation marks omitted. Factual and procedural background. The circumstances giving rise to the criminal charge against Lafferty arose following a three traffic stop. Lafferty moved to suppress all physical evidence and statements that followed the traffic stop. At the hearing held on the motion, Deputy Mark Shin, Deputy Shin, testified he was on patrol and initiated a traffic stop of a vehicle in which Lafferty was a passenger. The basis for the stop was that the vehicle had crossed the center line twice and failed to come to a complete stop at a stop sign. Upon speaking with and running a computer check for warrants on the vehicle's driver, Deputy Shin discovered active warrants. The driver was then removed from the vehicle and placed under arrest. Regarding Lafferty, Deputy Shin testified that she was sitting in the vehicle's front passenger seat and was fidgety and moving her legs and hands quite a bit. This was suspicious, because normally, most people ain't going to be moving around and kicking stuff underneath the seat, moving the seat around. Deputy Shin ran a computer check for warrants on Lafferty, but testified the check did not pull a return on her. Deputy Shin then testified she was, I don't remember if I had her exit the vehicle or another deputy on scene had her exit the vehicle, but she was asked to empty her pockets and asked if she had a knife, and she said she may have a knife. Being though she's a female and no male officers on the scene, I requested she empty her own pockets out, which she did. 2. And she handed me a little glass vial. According to Deputy Shin, the glass vial was about 3 inches long and had a little white powdery substance inside of it. He informed Lafferty he was going to conduct a field test of the substance, suspectin'.